Hi, this is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. May I speak to Travis?
This is Travis.
Hi, Travis. How are you today?
Good, good. Hey, can I, I'm going to patch my business partner in real quick because he's going to be on the call too.
All right, sure.
Do I have you, Scott?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. We're on the phone with Local Splash now.
Awesome.
All right. Yes.
Perfect.
All right. So today is the schedule for the client interview, and this call, by the way, is going to take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this a good time for both of you?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, then. By the way, this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. And I want to thank you both for choosing Local Splash. So the purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I will be verifying business information. Second, I will be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process and discussing the next step. So let me just get into your profile here. So first, just to confirm, we have the security question set up as your mother's maiden name with an answer heard. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And I do see here that you already received the terms and conditions. Did you receive the initial invoice email, and did you have the chance to review the terms and conditions?
No, I have not yet. I mean, I received the email. I have not had a chance to review the terms and conditions yet.
I see. Will it probably be possible to check on it right now and might as well have it signed while we're on the phone?
Yeah, let me look through. Let me try and find that email.
All right, sure.
All right, I found it here.
Okay, awesome.
Scott, did you by chance have a way to look through this at all or no?
No, I don't think I've seen it. I didn't know it came over. What email is it, Seth?
It came through the info email. It's the one that says electronic, you know, signature needed.
I don't see it. Local Splash.
Go for it, yeah.
Okay.
So it's up here top. That way you can take a quick peek at it.
Okay.
So, going through it right now just to see. I did have a question on the website. It says here, like, where is it? So it says that it requires, includes 30 minutes of technical support per month for each web hosting and storage. So is that, you know, is that after the initial setup? Because initially when I was talking, I think it was Joe was the guy who was saying that you guys could, you know, build out the website, you know, for us.
Yes, we'll be building a website for you. And yes, that will be available as soon as the website is already up and running.
Okay, so that's not, you know, the rate of $375 or whatever for each occurrence, you know, after, that's not, the $250 is part of the initial setup and everything, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
How about website intellectual property? Are we, obviously we're still full owners of that website?
So I do see here that you already have a website. Now if we're going to be using your own domain and we'll be creating a new design or a new website, then yes, the ownership will still be yours.
Got it.
But if just in case you decide to cancel with us, then the website will no longer be available.
Got it.
But as far as the domain, it's still under your ownership or property.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So do you host it through like another, like a third party?
I'm sorry?
Do you host it through a... like a third party through our domain, or how does that work?
So we will be the one hosting the website or the web page itself. We'll be creating it. It's going to be us. We'll be creating it for you. And just in case you would decide to cancel the services with us and would like to keep the web page or the website design, then we can also have it hosted for you.
Got it. Okay. I get it. So if we do decide to, I see there's like a seasonal hold here, does everything like stay up and running for that time, or does everything shut down?
That's actually a good question. Let me just verify and check on that for you. Please allow me a moment, okay?
Okay, no worries.
Thank you.
Did you see where if we decide to cancel, paying the website, we must prepay for 12 months?
Where was that? Up towards the top?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw. Where did it go?
So,
if we choose to retain the website.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
No, sorry. We're just talking that.
Oh, okay. All right.
If we decide to retain the website, we have to prepay for the 12 months for the web hosting, correct? Anything else that sticks out, Scott?
No, not yet.
By the way, with regards to your question to placing the account on seasonal hold, everything will be on hold, but we do have the option to continue hosting. And that will be with a corresponding price.
Understood. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, just in case you've finished reviewing the terms and conditions, you can have it signed by putting a check on the checkbox at the bottom part and typing your name and then click on confirm signature. But if you have any other questions, just let me know.
Yeah, we're just going through this and make sure that nothing else is.
All right, sure.
Thank you.
We have an existing Google business profile, but I don't think we have 5 reviews on it yet.
Oh, that will be fine. We can still use it and have it optimized, even if it does not have reviews on it, so long as you have access to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then for the, I know it says like for a lot of these, if you have ordered this service from us, this section will apply. But like for Google Guaranteed, is that something that's part of this package or no?
It is not.
I didn't think so. I just wanted to make sure.
All right, sure, no worries. Sure.
How's your customer retainage? Like, do you see most people, you know, what's the average length that people are sticking with you guys?
Are you referring to the clients that sign up for us?
Yeah. So, like, you know, consider us the client or the customer. How's your retainage? Like, are you seeing a lot of turnover? Like, do you guys keep clients long term? Just trying to assess how happy people are with the service.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, yes, we do have a lot of long term clients. There are also some that, I mean, there are actually some that are also repeat clients. They may have put their program or their services with us on hold for some reason, but they would actually return and reactivate their account.
Got it.
And then once everything's, you know, all set up and you guys, you know, do the SEO and everything, how long does it take until we're, you know, fully up and running, you know, on the first page of the you know, when you search on Google or Bing or, you know, Yelp, whatever it might be?
Well, for everything to be up and running, I mean, everything that comes along with the package, that's going to take within 7 to 14 days. It doesn't take that long sometimes, though. And for you to see results, you should start to see results within 30 to 45 days.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, my bad. Regarding the time frame for seeing results, that's actually 45 to 60 days, rather.
45 to 60, you said?
That is right. 45 to 60 days.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to the Facebook business page, would we just grant you like admin access for that to post the ad, you know, and things like that?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm through with Trev. I mean,
the only other thing that I did have a question on was when I was just searching to find this email, we also had gotten another email to get our Google business profile verified, and we already have all that verified, so is that just like a standard email that goes out, or?
So we may also still be needing those documents because Google will be conducting random checks, and that may need for re-verification. So once that happens, then at least we have everything ready in our end, and so that we can just have it re-verified smoothly as well.
Got it. So, like, the business cards and invoice and stuff like that again.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Any other questions, Scott, or let me go ahead and sign this?
I think we're good.
Okay. I will go ahead and get this signed. So I hit sign and it took me to your guys' local Splash webpage or portal, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah, it did show that the terms and conditions were successfully signed. Thank you so much for that. You can actually just close that page for now. It would be fine if you don't decide to log in right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, the login information for the client dashboard was also sent. It's the one with a subject that says "Welcome to Local Splash." Just in case you'd like to.
Yep, I saw that one.
All right, that's wonderful then. All right, so the next step is to verify all the business information we have is correct. Now, if you happen to hear anything that is incorrect, please do let me know so I can make the necessary changes. Okay.
Will do.
All right, so the business name is Peak Demolition.
You want to have it say Inc. Scott or just...
I mean, yeah, probably. That's the business name, legally.
Yeah, so it's Peak Demolition, Inc., because we're incorporated.
All right. Thank you for that. And the address I have here is 171 Branham Lane, San Jose, California, 95136.
There, so it's 171 Branham Lane, and it's suite number 10-513.
Number 10-1. I'm sorry, can you repeat the number for me?
Number 10-513.
513. Okay, thank you for that. Let me just update that here. And is this a home address or an office location?
It's technically our office where we have all of our mail going to.
All right. Thank you. To confirm, are you licensed, insured? Do you have a business registration?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And will you be able to provide me with the license number and the expiration date over the phone?
Yes, I can. License number is, you want it now?
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for it now?
Yeah.
It's 112-1122.
All right, and the expiration date is?
Give me one sec. I just got to look it up real quick. It's 5/31/26.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And are you receiving mail at this address, by the way?
Yes, that's where all of our mail goes to.
Okay. And to confirm, the phone number that your clients will call you at is going to be 408-706-0670.
Correct.
And is this your email address, info@peakdemoinc.com?
Yeah. Scott, do you want the emails to go to the bid one, though, more than likely, right?
Yeah.
Can we have that go to our bids email? It's the same thing. Instead of info, it's just bids@peakdemoinc.com.
Sure, yes. Let me change that here. So that's bid@peakdemoinc.com.
BIDS. not just...
Oh, BIDS.
Yeah.
Okay, got that. Thank you. Please do check your email often, as we will send you updates directly to your email. Okay?
Understood. Thank you.
All right. And now with regards to the business website, I believe we'll be creating a new design or a new web page for you, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And to confirm, that's the speakdemoinp.com website?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. All right, now for us to be able to create a new design, we will be needing access to your domain. May we know which company you purchased the domain from?
You did it through Squarespace, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Through Squarespace.
All right. And I believe you have access to your domain, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So I will be sending you an email with instructions on how you can delegate access to us, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, and with the new website, would you like to have the ability to process your customers' payments directly through your website?
Scott, probably not at this time, right?
Yeah. Unless probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, we have an old school bank, and I could just imagine the headache of trying to align all this.
All right, sure. And something, by the way, that comes included in the package is the call tracking number. So this is a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. Now, this allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. And what we do is we'll be creating another number with a local area code and post it online. So with a call tracking number, you'll know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. You'll also then be able to see and play back all those calls afterward, so that you can review your prospects and listen again for anything that you may have missed. Also, this will filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketers. And all the calls are still going directly to your phone number, which ends in 0670. Would you like us to create one at no additional cost?
Let's try to understand. So you guys, what are you going to do? Create like a toll-free 1-800 number?
Not a 1-800 number. It's going to have the same area code or your local area code. It's going to be a whole new number with your local area code. And then that number will be what's going to be posted everywhere online, like your website, Facebook, Google Business Profile, everywhere, actually. And then all the calls will be forwarded to the phone number that ends in 0670.
I would say no.
Yeah, I would say no. Yeah, because then...
Yeah, we want to have our number out there, or actual company number.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
Yeah.
All right, that would be fine. And now we will go over the keywords. So keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. And I do see here that you provide, if I'm not mistaken, excavation services. Or demolition services?
Correct.
All right. So I do have some keywords here that I was able to find that may seem to be relevant to the type of business. Now, please do let me know if these keywords are relevant enough, or if you'd like to add, or if you'd like to remove any keywords that I'm going to be mentioning. Okay? All right, so the keywords I have here is excavation contractor, excavation services, site clearing, demolition services, bobcat services, shoring services, land demolition.
Stop.
I would take out shoring.
Yep.
Okay. Let me remove that here. So we have land demolition, grading services, regrading services, re-sloping services, site preparation, building site preparation, construction site preparation, and construction demolition.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's fine.
All right. Are there services that you'd like to add for the keywords?
Go ahead.
Just thinking.
I was going to say, like, if, you know, to, you know, pertain more to the residential side, like, you know, kitchen demo, bathroom demo, you know, pool demo.
Yeah. Yeah. Concrete demo.
All right. So
yeah.
I'm sorry. I was only able to catch bathroom demolition and concrete.
So bathroom demolition,
mm-hmm.
kitchen demolition, pool.
Uh-huh.
Or would it be more removal? You want to put Scott or demo?
Either one. I mean, they call it both, right?
Yeah. Pool demo, pool removal.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, driveway demo.
Mm-hmm.
Concrete demo.
All right.
What else? Deck demo.
Uh-huh.
So what about like trailers and stuff? Like mobile trailers, RVs,
home. Yeah. But mobile home demolition.
Mobile home demo.
All right.
And then you just want to do like foundation demolition as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then maybe just, you know, some blanket ones like interior demolition, exterior demolition.
All right.
Selective demolition.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Selective.
Selective.
Yeah.
Okay.
Soft and hard demolition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shoot. I'm trying to think of anything else. Anything else, Scott?
No.
Yeah,
I think we covered it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So you will be receiving an email with all the keywords that we just went over. If you want to make changes or add any other keywords, then please know you can just email us back so that we can make proper adjustments.
Understood.
Okay.
All right. And the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we're going to be marketing you online. Is there anything that is unique about your business?
Unique being the one thing that probably separates us from other residential demo companies is our extensive background in heavy commercial and government DOD work. So as far as like, you know, honestly, tearing down a house is tearing down a house, but our understanding of rules and regulations and our capabilities are, you know, probably much higher than someone else that would be, you know, attempting to start this company.
All right.
That makes sense.
It does, yes. Industry. Anything else, maybe?
Do you have anything else that separates us from
anything that makes us unique? I mean,
technically family owned, I guess.
Yeah, family owned.
All right.
Always good. People love that. Yeah.
All right. And what do customers like about your business?
We're very responsive. The quality of our work is of a high caliber. Our capabilities are higher than the average residential demolition company.
Due to our, you know, previous, like Scott was saying, extensive background in government and DOD and, you know, commercial projects.
Yeah. I mean, cleanliness, right? Job site cleanliness is a big thing for us. Safety. I don't know what I can think of off the top of my head, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's fine. Do you also provide free estimates?
We do.
All right. Thank you. And do you have a mission statement?
We have a rough draft of one. I don't know how much I love them. Have you had good results with them? You know, it's hard to write one without it being a little hokey. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I hate to, you know, we are not in the healthcare industry. We're not reinventing the wheel. We're tearing down houses and, you know, gutting drywall and sheetrock. And one of the things that kind of rubs me the wrong way is, you know, you go on someone else's website and it, you know, they almost act like they're curing cancer when it's like you're a construction company. You know, your mission statement should be something along the lines of, you know, we're here to do quality work at a fair price, right? Basically.
Right.
That's about
right. Yes.
Yeah.
So I could draft one. It won't take me very long. I have an old one that I drew up, but I don't love it. So I guess to answer your question, yes, we have one. Do I want to use it? No. Unless Drive has one that he secretly concocted.
I don't have one. But I agree. If we were to do something, it needs to pertain to, you know, something like serving our clients and the work that we do, being safe, you know, environmentally, you know, disposing of things, stuff like that. But.
All right. Well, we do have some mission statements that I can read to you, and then just let me know if there's something that you like. Because we actually need a mission statement for us to get the website up and running as well.
Okay.
All right. So we do have here at Peak Demolition, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. We can also have it as at Peak Demolition, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. Or we can have it as at Peak Demolition, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services.
I don't love any of them. Can I just draft one and send it to you?
Let me see. We would actually need one. Will it be possible for you to provide before the end of this call, maybe?
Probably not, honestly. But you need it for the website. So, like, can you use one of those? Can you use one of yours as a placeholder?
Let me see here.
And
let me
so check if we can mine.
Have it saved temporarily. Please allow me a moment while I check on that, okay? All right. So would it be fun if we get back to that later on?
Yeah, and I can get you – I can provide you a mission statement, like, tonight. It's not something I need a lot of time to do.
All right. I'll definitely check on that as well. But, yes, if we can maybe get back to that. We may be able to use it as a placeholder, though, the one that we have, but I just need to verify.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Do you probably also have a tagline or a slogan?
We do.
Will it be is it something that you can provide to me over the phone now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, taking every project to new heights.
Yep.
I'm sorry, the line kind of cut off. Can you repeat that for me?
Taking every project to new heights.
I would like to read it again just to confirm.
Sure.
Is it making every project a new hype?
Trav, I'm at my parents. Maybe you say it. Maybe she can hear you clearly.
So it's taking, like the action of taking
every
project to new heights, as in like, you know, like peak mountain height, you know.
Uh-huh. So that's taking every project to new heights.
You got it.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you. And how many years have you been in business, or when was the business established?
It was incorporated in
August or September of last year. When was that?
Yeah, we've been in business. You could say a year.
Okay. And how many years of experience do you have?
Between the two of us?
Uh-huh.
28 years.
Yeah.
28 years. And how many people work with your company?
Work for us? Like how many employees?
Mm-hmm.
14.
Yeah. 14. And do you work with residential only, or do you also work with commercial?
You like commercial?
Or do you both, maybe?
What was that?
Do you work with just residential or just commercial, or do you work with both?
We work with both, but we're mainly residential.
Okay. Thank you. And let's see here. So for the hours of operation, I would like to confirm that will be Mondays to Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 in the afternoon.
That's fine. Works for us.
Or would you like to make changes to that? I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
No, that's good.
All right. And what are the types of payment that you accept?
Right now, it would just be check or cash.
Yeah, check or cash.
Okay, thank you. So now that we have gathered all your business information, I'll have it sent to our provisioning team. We'll be optimizing your business for the best leads from the top directories or top websites such as Google, Facebook, and Yelp. And speaking of these three, let us talk about Google Business Profile now. I was able to find your Google Business Profile, and as I have verified earlier, you do have access to it, right?
Yes.
All right, that is wonderful. So we'll be needing manager access to it. I'll send you an email with a link that you can click on. Is this something that you can do over the phone, by the way?
What was that?
I'll be sending you an email with a link that you can click on. Will it be something that you can do right now?
Trav, Are you on your computer? I'm about to hit the road right now.
You're the manager on it. I'm not. You created it.
Oh, I did.
You have to do it.
I can do it right now.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
All right, that will be awesome. So, yes, let me send you the email really quick. All right, so you should be receiving that email in the next minute or two. And while waiting, I'd like to confirm, so your business is located in San Jose, California. Is this the only location for the website?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. And if you can provide us with at least 5 up to 10 cities that you would like to target.
Say that one more time, sorry.
Different
cities.
Mm-hmm.
San Jose. I mean, there's Los Gatos.
Los Gatos, Saratoga, Cupertino, Santa Clara, Santa Cruz, Scotts Valley. Obviously San Jose, Gilroy, Logan.
I mean, yeah, we can send you a whole list if you want.
And I think our general service area is already on Google if you look at the profile.
All right, let me check here.
Didn't you like set it to 50 miles or something like that?
I basically drew out like a box tab, like remember we talked about?
Yeah.
So it, like, wraps around Salinas, and I believe it kind of goes up into the North Bay and then out by SAC and then back down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it actually does not show here, though. It may only be available in your, in your end for now since you have the access to it.
Yeah. It shows it for me, the map, but okay, no problem.
Yeah, if you can maybe provide me with those cities again. I only have here San Jose, Los Gatos, Saratoga.
Got it. So Santa Cruz, Gilroy, Morgan Hill, Mountain View, Santa Clara, Fremont, Milpitas. San Mateo, Redwood City, Palo Alto, Los Altos.
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, so we already have 11 up until Redwood City. All right, let me just save it here. And by the way, were you able to receive the email?
Yeah, I got your email.
All right, now there should be a link that says business.google.com/locations, if you can click on that.
All right, I'm in.
All right, so from that, can you describe the page that you're currently in?
I'm on the Business Profile Manager.
All right, so from the Business Profile Manager, if you can click on – let me just get into it really quick. All right, so if you can click on your initial on the top right corner,
yep.
Or it may probably show your profile photo on it. Then it should show you a pop-up box or a drop-down box. Can you please click or tap on Add Account? It's at the bottom part. It's beside Sign Out.
Yeah, Add Another Account.
Right, yes. And then if you can sign in to your Google Business Profile. Yeah.
Okay, I'm in.
All right, so from that, do you see three dots?
Yes.
Can you please tap on it?
Yep.
And then please select or tap on business profile settings.
Okay.
All right, and then do you see managers?
Managers. I see people in access. Advanced
oh, yes. Settings. If you can select on people and access.
Okay.
And from there, it should be asking you for an email address, right?
If I want to add someone, yeah. So I'm going to put
yes.
Let's add.
Hit on add. Yes.
Okay.
And instead of typing an email address, please type these numbers. It's 552. 554.
Okay.
6200.
Okay. Local and slash listing.
Right. Please select that.
Invalid email. Try again. 552-554-6200.
Uh-huh. Can you put a space after the zero? After the last zero.
Space after the last zero.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in between the two zeros or after the last zero? Because after the last zero, zero didn't work.
After the last zero.
Yeah, so, okay. Space.
Then did it
invite.
Still show you local slash listing?
No, it doesn't. It just says invalid email. Try it.
Let's see.
552-554-6200.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Will it be possible for you to reload the page? Are you using a Google Chrome browser, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes, we can try to reload the page.
One sec.
Okay.
At 552-554-6200.
Yeah.
Looks like it's pending.
Okay, let me just check on it. All right, wonderful. Thank you so much for that. And one of our newest feature, by the way, is to create weekly occurring posts on behalf of your business. And posts are a great way to get attention in real estate on Google, as well as improve optimization. So would you like to add this to your subscription at no additional cost, or would you like to opt in to this program?
Where would you be posting?
It will be on your Google business profile. So should there be events regarding your business or anything that is related to the services that you offer, we'll have it posted to your Google business profile. So once again, it will help with optimization as well mm-hmm. as getting attention in real estate on Google. And you'll also be able to preview, edit, or delete these scheduled posts anytime in your client dashboard.
I mean, I don't know. If it helps optimization, I mean, I just don't know. You know, it's kind of hard to say yes. I don't know what they look like, you know. I don't know content.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
So the content will be shown on your client dashboard. So you can actually check on your client dashboard. You'd be able to see the post that is going to be scheduled to be posted on your Google business profile. And then should you wish to delete that post, then you can you definitely have the option to do so from the client dashboard.
Got it.
Or maybe have it edited, then that would also be possible.
Okay. I mean, I'm kind of indifferent, whatever Jeff thinks on that one.
Yeah.
Do we need to do anything else on the Google profile page. I gotta hit the road. I'm gonna stay on the call, but I gotta
go. Oh, not anymore.
Okay. Awesome.
And I'd like to confirm, are we gonna be opting into the automated post?
And you said it's at no cost?
That is correct.
Yeah, and if we can, like you said, if we can review it before it goes out, right. Then yeah, fun.
All right, then. And by the way, you can also make changes on how the post is going to be or how frequent it's going to be posted as well. So that's everything actually shows on your client dashboard. All right, and let us talk about your Yelp page now. Do you still have access to your Yelp page?
Yeah.
All right, so for the Yelp page, we do advise for you to continue to manage it so that you will not lose content and placement. And if you'd like for us to optimize your Yelp page, then you will need to add us as admin. I'll be sending you an email on how you can add us as an admin. And let me just... All right, so yes, I'll be sending you the email, and then you should be receiving that in a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
Let me send it here. All right, and let us talk about your Facebook business page now. So I was able to find your Facebook business page. That shows to have 4 followers as of the moment. Is that correct?
4, you said? Probably.
4.
In a while. But.
So the profile photo shows to be your logo. And it has a picture of of Demolition on it.
Yeah, it's got 4 followers as of right now. Correct.
Okay, awesome. And do you still have access to this?
Yes.
All right, that will be wonderful. Now, will it maybe be possible for you to grant us admin access while we're on the phone?
Yeah.
All right, I'll send you an email with a special link to it. You can actually just click on the link and then follow the easy steps, which is not going to take more than 2 minutes.
Okay.
All right, and you should be receiving that link in a minute or two.